Country Bob FM. You know what time it is? It's the Almanac. Let's get going here today, Bob Almanac. We got a crowd out there watching me play the... I'm not used to playing the triangle in front of a crowd. So that was a little nerve-wracking. Somebody's looking through the window.
Oh, I didn't see that.
We need to electrify the window or put some kind of electric fence there so people just don't stand there. So if they do stand there, they get a slight shock.
Yeah.
That will then motivate them to continue walking and not stop and gawk.
I can...
this isn't a zoo, people.
I can work on that.
Move along.
Right.
Today, Tuesday.
There's nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. April 23rd, unless you can read lips. 113th day of the year, 252 left to go. 1969 is where we start out. A relatively recent compared. Oh, we had Henry VIII yesterday. Today, 1969, Sirhan Sirhan sentenced to death for the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. And as you know, Neil, he did not fulfill that sentence. They actually changed that sentence. It was commuted to life in prison.
Right.
And he's been up for parole many, many times.
So far hasn't happened.
And to no surprise, he has not been paroled.
No.
And I don't think he ever will be.
I know.
Although Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., has said he thought there was a second shooter. After looking at all the evidence, he believes in his heart that there was a second shooter.
Huh.
That it wasn't just Sirhan Sirhan. That was in 69. How about in 85?
This is the new Coca-Cola, already taste-tested in Memphis, Tennessee. The new formula is also a secret, but it's essentially the same as the extremely popular Diet Coke, but sweetened with corn syrup.
I believe it'll do for brand Coca-Cola what Diet Coca-Cola did for the diet market.
I had never heard that before, that the new Coke, introduced this date in 1985, was actually the Diet Coke formula, but they sweetened it without using the artificial sweetener, actually putting corn syrup in there and making it fully sweetened.
That's the first time I heard it right there.
I had never heard that, and so that's proof right there. Not, but I had heard prior that the Diet Coke formula wasn't actually Coke with just the sweetener. That proves the point that somebody told me one time, that Diet Coke isn't exactly Diet Coke. It's not the exact Coke formula with just the sweetener replaced with saccharin or whatever they use, NutraSweet. I don't know what it's called nowadays. Yeah. It's not saccharin, I know that. But so there you go. That was on this date, and it was a failure.
Yes.
A little bit of a failure. People, there was an outcry.
Not fly.
It was like a 100-year-old secret formula for Coca-Cola, and you know the reason why they changed it, don't you? They did. Coca-Cola did their own blind taste test, and Pepsi beat them more often than not, more than 50% of the time, even though they were still making a lot of money. They were still outselling Pepsi, but the perception was that Coke was better, but when they actually did the blind taste tests, the Pepsi Challenge, you ever took the Pepsi Challenge?
Yeah, Pepsi won.
You just dive right into a big thing of Pepsi. And there are some people, there are some analysts that say that the whole Coke, new Coke thing, it wasn't really a blunder at all. They planned it the whole time.
Well.
And it actually turned out well, because when all the dust settled, they actually increased their market share and they're making more money.
Genius, I guess you'd have to call that.
You'd have to call it genius, because they brought it back as Coke Classic. In 85. 1989, famous wine merchant William Sokolin. You've probably dealt with him. You're a fine wine connoisseur. You will drink no wine before it's time.
Does he make Boone's Farm?
This one here, no, Two Buck Chuck is what he makes.
Fine.
Wine merchant William Sokolin, he will break no bottle of wine before it's time. He dropped a bottle of 1787 Chateau Margaux.
Oops.
Possibly belonging to Thomas Jefferson.
Oops.
It was reportedly worth $500,000.
Oops. Wow.
If it's 1780, it's basically vinegar, isn't it? Eventually, if it gets sold, wine can get sold that it just basically turns into vinegar.
But if it's worth that kind of dough,
yes,
you don't
mishandle it. You drink it anyway.
Yeah.
Vinegar or whatever, you're going to, don't mishandle it.
That was a problem.
Let's go to 1995.
What did I do? Tell him it like it was.
Again and again and one more time he did. Standing in judgment of the games men play with a sharp tongue gavel, a jury of just one. Howard Cosell was like no other who has ever breathed into a microphone. And if you don't believe that, all you had to do was ask him how he saw himself.
The best there was of what he did, quite candidly.
He was candid. He told it like it is, just like he said. Howard Cosell.
thoroughly enjoyed.
Howard Cosell died at the age of 77 here this date. He and Muhammad Ali were like...
That was...
Attached
that
at the
was
hip.
Gold.
It
yeah.
was. That was 1995. 1997, an infertility doctor. Wouldn't it be a fertility doctor? Not the an infertility doctor would be a doctor to make you infertile, I would think.
That's
it would
what
be
it
the
would
fertility
sound like.
Doctor
yes.
that would help make you fertile.
I would think.
And this doctor in California announced that a 63-year-old woman had given birth in late 1996, but they didn't announce it until 1997 on this date. Huh. The child was from a donor egg. The woman, the oldest known woman to give birth,
huh.
1963. Although there's some of those undeveloped countries where they claim like an 80-some-year-old woman gave birth.
Right.
So it's possible. That was the state 1997. Did you have a question?
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say 1963, so I just wanted to double-check the year.
It was a 63-year-old woman.
There it was.
1997 was the year. And then in 05, this is the first ever video that was uploaded to YouTube.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that...
Titled Me at the Zoo.
Really,
it's one of the founders of YouTube.
Really
it's
long.
It's not an exciting video at all. It's not a cat. You know, playing the piano.
It's not me racing an elephant, is it?
Or somebody getting hit, you know, with a rake. But, you know how that happens. You
yes,
know, tender,
yeah, you're stepping
in
the wrong end.
In a tender area.
Yes.
It's not that. It's not funny at all, but that's the first ever video. Just think of that.
Yeah.
YouTube hasn't been around that long. YouTube came in after 9/11.
Right.
2005. If we didn't have YouTube, I wouldn't have all the sound bits.
No.
Secret, you know, full disclosure here.
YouTube is a tremendous product.
That's where I get all of my sound bits, basically, for this program. So let's thank YouTube right now. Thank
yes.
you, YouTube,
we
for all the great
it.
Things. They have YouTube TV now. They've really expanded. And then 2007, do you remember where you were when you heard that Boris Yeltsin had died?
I don't.
Were you maybe having a blended drink with vodka? I'm pretty sure Boris Yeltsin was just before he died.
I would think that's the way he wanted to go out.
He was 76 and he passed away on this date. He came after Gorbachev and then before Putin.
Right.
So he was in the transition there. Seemed to be a jolly old fella.
Yeah. Better than, you know... More enjoyable in life than Putin.
Except for that time when he took tanks and started bombing their parliament building.
Well...
Shelling the parliament building with those two-inch guns.
This was practice.
Yes. Birthdays now. How about this? We have both Lee Majors...
What?
...on the list here today. Lee Majors and the man who played Dr. Rudy Wells.
Really?
On but not the first... Not the most recognized Rudy Wells on $6 Million Man. This was the second... Rudy Wells. Did you know there were three?
I did not.
I win, He-Man! Your sorceress is trapped inside the dragon pearl. Her power is now mine!
Not only was he Dr. Rudy Wells on $6 Million Man like the first season, he was the voice of Skeletor. Alan Oppenheimer.
Kind of sounds like William Dafoe a little bit.
Well, William Dafoe probably would be a good, and he has the facial features kind of Skeletor,
yes,
to be honest. Alan Oppenheimer, he's still with us at 89.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. And I mentioned Lee Majors. Of course, he's a $6 Million Man. Listen to these sound effects.
TV theme time.
No, this isn't the theme.
Steve!
I thought it was going to morph into the theme. Sounds like...
I don't even know. Lee Majors, did he have any speaking parts in the show? It was just all... Lee Majors is 80 today. Joyce DeWitt, Janet.
Good Lord, is it morph?
Yes, it is. And if you don't mind a stupid question, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jack.
If you were going to ask either Chrissy Snow or Janet Wood out, which one would you take from Three's Company?
Chrissy.
Chrissy. You would go with Chrissy. Yeah. But, hey, Joyce DeWitt, she's okay.
Worked at the flower, Joyce.
Worked at the flower shop, and she used to be known to whoop it up pretty well there at the Regal Beagle.
Yeah.
Joyce DeWitt.
Tear it up.
She is 70 today. Valerie Bertinelli from this show. Now you can say...
TV theme time.
Yes. One day at a time. Again, another one of the brunettes in the 70s and 80s that as a young child I had a crush on. Can you name any of the other ones? The other brunettes that I had a crush on as a young child?
The one from Gilligan's, didn't you?
No. No. Betty Rubble.
Oh, Betty Rubble. Yeah, I knew Betty, yeah.
And Shirley Feeney, Rhoda, and Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie was...
Yeah, she's...
Beautiful girl.
Just ask Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Valerie, we call her Val. Valerie Bertinelli is 59 today. Comedian George Lopez.
The wall. Everybody's talking about the wall. They ask me, hey, how do you feel about the wall? I say, you know what? We'll get over it.
He's a funny Latino comedian. He's hosted shows. He's had his own show. He's done game shows. He's George Lopez. He's done voices for animated shows, too. George Lopez is 58. WWE wrestler John Cena.
Look at what we have here. We've got the dumbest lineup in the history of Celebrity Jeopardy.
Well, that's funny. You know, he does some acting now, too. He's in movies.
Who was he talking about?
He was talking to the Big Show, and it looks like Big Show and Booker T.
Nice.
I actually know who they are. That's obviously an older clip, which I'm okay with.
Right.
That's John Cena. He's well built.
Yes, he is.
He has some pipes, and he's 42 today. Do you know, are you a Harold guy or are you a Kumar guy? Harold and Kumar, which one?
Yeah, Harold.
Well, it's Kumar's birthday today.
Excuse me, how can you give him a ticket for jaywalking? It's 2:30 in the morning, and there's not a car around here. It's like he was causing traffic.
Kumar, shut up.
Yeah, Kumar. It's Kumar. They're going to, you know where they're going? They're going to White Castle.
Well, why not?
And they're
going to
eat about like 9,000 calories. Cal Penn, who was Kumar, 42 today. Teo Cruz, you know this song.
Oh, yeah. I actually do.
This song's like 9 years old.
Wow.
To me, I go, boy, that's new. Is that one on the charts right now? So Teo Cruz, he's 34, and our rapper of the day today is Snooty Wild. Snooty Wild is the same age as Teo Cruz. Snooty. Ooh. Wild is 34 today.
No relation to Minnesota Wild. None.
No, not at all.
Gone but not forgotten. We had quite a list here. William Shakespeare. You may know the name. You may have read one of his works.
I call him Billy the Bard.
Billy the Bard was born on this day, 1564. Former vice president, or former president of our United States. James, please call me Buck Buchanan, 1791.
His nickname actually was Old Buck.
Old Buck. Let's see. What about Duncan Ronaldo? He was a Cisco Kid.
He was a friend of mine.
In many, many, yes, he was. In many movies, 1904. He was one of us, born in Minneapolis, one of the great college football coaches of all time. Coach the Oklahoma Sooners, Bud Wilkinson, led him to 3 national titles. Bud, born on this day, 1916, over 360 wins, over 2,500 strikeouts in his Baseball Hall of Fame career. Warren Spahn, 1921, former child actor Shirley Temple. She was a box office sensation in the 30s as a young child, born on this day, 1928.
And now the only drink that you will order, right?
That's right. Do you recognize Ray Peterson?
I'm crying right now. This song is so sad. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do
that cannot wait. A staple for Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies right there. That one is Ray Peterson and Tell Laura
lead?
I Love Her.
Did you sing lead on that one? No.
No, I played tambourine in the
background. No, did you recreated the car crash.
Right.
You yes. on the tambourine yeah. equals a car crash.
That is very similar.
We need to bring a tambourine. Why not use that?
Yes, we should have one of those. 1935. What about the great Roy Orbison?
I'm going back someday.
Wow. Come on,
I can really pick him, can't I?
Will you sleep all day in the
Although you really can't go wrong with Roy Orbison.
Nope. The great Roy Orbison was born on this day, 1936. She was Sandra Dee. She was Gidget in the movie Gidget. Sandra Dee, born on this day, 1941. What about actor Hervé Villechaize? Tattoo.
Today's tube is almost lead first.
Not likely, Tattoo. Not likely. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Would you permit it to be another way?
Any idea what Tattoo said?
Nope.
No. It's so cute how Mr. Rourke has to lift him into the car.
Yes, with rich Corinthian leather. That was Hervé Villechaize. He was tattooed, and he was born on this day, 1943. Very funny lady, Jan Hooks.
Like someone shoved a bun cake ring down over my head, and the bun, right, honey?
Yes.
And the bun unbraided, and the filling rose up in flames, and all the raisins turned into demons, and I put my hands up, and I said, demonic raisins, I rebuke you.
That's her doing Tammy Faye Baker on Church Lady, or Church Chat, with the Church Lady, and isn't that special?
Oh, my gosh, that is hilarious. Jan Hooks, 1957, and that's it. They're all gone,
but
not forgotten.
One of the great things on that, I don't know if it was that skit or another one, the camera panned back to her too soon, and it caught her putting the goop on her eye, like Tammy Faye, so it was running down her face like the mascara.
Right.
You know,
like
they had to recreate it. Exactly. So they caught her with a little squirt bottle. The director missed out on that one.
Oops.
It was a little early with the camera change.
She was good.
All right, here comes your ultimate summer six-pack song of the day. It's a summer song of the day, and your summer song of the day today is Strawberry Wine. Dina Carter.
Nice.
It'll play sometime before noon today. Be caller six when you hear it. Could be coming up right around the corner. Be caller number six when a box of no-name steaks, then be entered in the Friday drawing for all those tickets to the big music events. Also a $50 gift card. Thanks to Cub and thanks to Miller Chevrolet. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Leroy Parnell? What kind of fool do you think I am?
Uh-huh.
Sammy Kershaw, he's doing it Cadillac style.
Uh-huh.
Or Exile, Crazy for Your Love. 3 seconds.
Leroy Parnell, and that is rhetorical.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much, Leroy Parnell. And I will be live today, the Osseo Legion All Request Lunch Hour. See you there.
KDDG Albany.